Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone deserves to enjoy a McRib at least once in their lifetime. Because when you're this saucy and tangy and tasty, a life without one creates a serious case of FOMO. The McRib is back.
Don't miss the classic you've been craving. Get a McRib, Filet-O-Fish, or Big Mac, and get another for a dollar. Or mix and match. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Trying to grab all the groceries in one trip? Oof, not how you would have done that. You know sometimes less is more. Like when you drive less and save with the USAA annual mileage discount. USAA, get a quote today.
Hey, listener, have you ever thought about starting a podcast? Whatever you love to talk about, we know there are listeners out there who will love to hear it. Start your podcast with Acast and join the world's best podcasters, including Marc Maron, Anna Faris, and over 66,000 other creators. You can get started completely free at acast.com.
You're listening to Pop, The History Makers, with me, Steve Blame.
Welcome to part two of this interview with Raz Lindwall of Rob and Raz fame. At the end of part one, Raz recounted the beginnings of their European and American hit Got to Get, which featured Layla Kay. Here he continues that story with their performance on Top of the Pops, the British music show.
First of all, the Top of the Pops, I knew it from my very young childhood, because once a month my mother said, let's go to the record store and you can buy a record, me and my brother. And they have this collection, and it was Top of the Pops, an album. And I think it was covers from great songs, but it was very good looking girls on the cover. And we didn't know what songs it was. So me and my brother was just arguing about who is the cutest girl, and fighting over that. And so at the end, we take turns of choosing. So that's how I got to know Top of the Pops. I didn't know it was a TV show or something like that. But of course, I got to know it later. But we had a very good collaboration with Arista UK, because we were like saying, you know this market, and we know it a little, but you make the decisions, you know. How you think we're gonna look and stuff like that. We don't care. Do your best. So we were not like artists. Yeah, this is my style and my, you know. We said take care of it, and we ended up, you know, in changing. Go to this. I was so tired of visiting stores with designers and clothes and try things with a stylist and stuff like that. So pretty much we let the record company arrange it, because they did a good job with it.
Yeah, the performance is also very frenetic. I mean, it's so energy packed. Yeah. And of course, Leila Kay is a sort of firebomb, isn't she? I mean, in more ways than one, really. How the process of working with Leila changed over time. When did it start changing?
Everything went so fast, and but when we were sitting in, you know, cars or trains or airplanes, we start talking with her, and she was very good at when she was on stage, even when we did tours in Sweden, she really delivered. But suddenly she didn't show up, and suddenly she was in her own world, so to speak. So we had to, make arrangements that she was in time and stuff like that with other people, and almost like in the end, private investigators look, where is she now in Stockholm? And, you know, and at that time, me and Rob was also very young, and but we had been DJing and doing this stuff and working nights. So, but he was new to it. So I understand afterwards that it must have been a little shock for just from being nothing to a great star. But we didn't think about that when we were young, because we just want forward. We want to be number one. We want to be in the States and all the rest of the Europe. And so at first she went along, but small problems started to appear.
Yeah, I mean, she did have a completely wild reputation at one point. I mean, she was a lovely person. I actually really liked her. And I remember having a party at the Burns Hotel in my room, and Leila was there, and they rang up from reception and said, "Get that effing woman out of your room." And I didn't know why. And then later I found out what she'd done the week before, and maybe it's best left to the imagination in the hotel. And it shocked the guy so much that he wouldn't allow her back in. But I really liked her, because she had an amazing energy, and she had an amazing character. But I just think that maybe fame was too much for her to deal with.
Yeah.
What was the process with Leila? Because at one point you couldn't work with her anymore. That was clear that probably, you know, that no one could work with her anymore. And that process was clear. So how did you have to change to develop without Leila? And maybe you can tell me if you know whatever happened to her and where she is today.
Yeah, we started to notice, as you know, things because we were very professional, me and Rob. I mean, we went out in the clubs at night and stuff, but since being DJs, you can't miss a gig and you can't miss a time, you know. And the worst thing happened in Brixton in London, where just when we got signed and we started to, you know, get a bus in London, and some people from the German record companies and even from the States went to see us in Brixton. It was Soul to Souls Club, The Fridge, I think it was called. And a lot of journalists and stuff like that. And so we was going to do one song, but me and Rob started with this performance about 2 or 3 minutes with scratching and stuff, because We were known since we've been on the BBC and Royal Albert Hall in London and recently. So we did this short DJ show, and then got to get started. And it was always, it was never sing back, always playback. So because she had some trouble with the lyrics sometimes. And then she was supposed to come out, and the song started, and she didn't turn up on stage in the intro. And I remember people were screaming. I was thinking, it was 1 second was like 1 year in my mind. I think, okay, let her come into the first verse. No, she didn't appear. Okay, if she comes into the chorus, it could be a cool thing that afterwards to show it was playback. She didn't appear. And then the second verse, and then people start looking around. And she comes in the last bridge and do the last chorus and went out. And there was a Swedish journalist there, and everybody talked about what happened and why. And that's a lot of theories. But and then we did a lot of touring after we got big in the States also. I remember 1 month we had 36 flights in 1 month. And then it was like New York, and then back to do Top of the Pops, England, and then Philadelphia, and then Paris to do a TV show. So we were just, and I think she got kind of drained by that. And but the ultimate thing was that we did 1990, the first Folk Park tour. We have this thing in Sweden that people, big folk parks, and it was, I mean, they have like 20,000 or 10,000 people, or, and we did the first, we were the first to do a show with dance music, and it was very popular and very appreciated. And in the middle of that tour, we had a 2 week break, and everybody in the tour bus were talking, oh, so what are you going to do? Yeah, I'm going to go to my countryside with my family. And you, yeah, I'm going to go to Copenhagen to sail a boat. And Leila was quiet, and somebody asked her, what are you going to do? And she didn't have a plan. And she just said, I want to go to Ibiza. And I was like, oh no, that's not good.
You're listening to Pop, The History Makers, with me, Steve Blame.
I tried to talk her out of it, and she said to the tour company that if you don't get me tickets to Ibiza, I won't do the rest of the tour. And that's when she learned how to sort of use this if you don't, I won't theory. And I said to the tour company that don't send her there. And they said, we have no choice. And yeah, okay, pick her up at the airport when she comes back to Sweden 3 days before the continuing of the tour. And they went out to Arlanda in Stockholm, and no Leila appears. And I said, you go to Ibiza and get her. And one guy from the tour went there, and he just got a smack on his, like this, leave me alone. And then me and Rob got sued because we arranged the tour, and for a lot of money, because we had the contracts with these folk parks.
And how much money was it?
At that time, it was like 300,000 or 400,000 crowns, which was very much at that time. And we hadn't started getting any royalties whatsoever. So we had to do a lot of gigs for free. And we took in Dayeen and Papa D and some other artists, and thought, okay, let's do this show anyway. But it was not the same, because we had the big hits with Leila. So that's when we kind of broke up, and we said we cannot work with her, because we wanted to do so many things. And even when we start working with her, we wanted to do with the singing vocalist and stuff like that. That was the idea of Robin Razz. And now when you have other concept groups like Swedish House Mafia or whatever, it's not a strange thing for people. But at that time, the journalists, at least in Sweden, they really don't understood what we wanted to do. So actually, in this tour, when she left, if it's you can find it on YouTube, I start feeling like it's going to be some problems. So before the tour, we're going to print this very big backdrop. And that was, at that time, it was so expensive to do a backdrop with the picture. And it was only one place in whole Scandinavia that could do it. And it costed like 100,000 crowns. And we should have the album cover, Robin Rass featuring Leila Kay album cover. And I was sending the picture, and I was lying one night and said, maybe Leila's gonna, I was feeling something was not gonna do right. So I said, no, stop the press. Let's do the backdrop like Leila Kay there and Robin Rass there. So if something happens, we could just take the scissors and keep the Robin Rass backdrop. And that's actually what happened.
When was the last time you saw her then?
Then everybody was asking stuff, and we were doing our own things. We found Lutricia and David and stuff like that. And people were asking, are you going to do something, blah, blah, blah. And then when she was in prison sometime, maybe 15 years ago, she wrote me a letter and stuff like that. And I think Rob met her on, because she was homeless for a while, and you could see her in like on a train station or something. But in 2016 or 2017, we had this mutual friend called Vito Ingrosso, which is the father of Ingrosso in Swedish House Mafia. And he was our dancer in the 80s. So we knew each other, and he had some contact with Leila. And he said, Leila wants to do a thing here in Sweden. It's not public. And can you do a get to get with her? And I said, yeah, of course we do it. So we went to this small place and we did it. And people were like, what is this? And Leila on stage. And we did two songs or so. And it went kind of, she almost didn't appear on stage, and it was like normal. But then Vito started talking to her, and I said, and also I talked to her and I said, if you want, we can do a setup. We can try to make a tour, but we have some demands. We will always have a doctor with us, because we don't want to be responsible for, I mean, if she's not fit for it or up for it. And then maybe the tour company could get you an apartment, and maybe if you want to study something like that, we can fix that. And if you want to get your life together, we can try. But we booked actually 4 or 5 gigs in Finland, because we didn't want any Swedish press, because it would be crazy. So, and the big festivals. And we went there and did, I think it was 5 gigs. We did 4 of them, and it went well. But then, I said to Vito, you must be at least 5 meters from Leila during this whole process, and don't leave her. But then Vito went on vacation before the last gig, and Leila was living in a hotel, and then she just disappeared.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And that was the last time you saw her.
Want your voice to be heard across Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and hundreds of other podcast apps? Then you should start a podcast with Acast. Whatever you love to talk about, there's an audience out there who wants to hear it. Acast amplifies your voice to millions of listeners around the world with all the tools you need to create, grow, and make money from your podcast. You can get started completely free at acast.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to Pop, The History Makers, with me, Steve Blame.
So after Layla, you moved on and you worked with D-Flex, or David, and Lutricia McNeil, created, in essence, a sort of different sound. What were you aiming for at that time? What was your goal?
Yeah, as D-Flex... was actually in one song with on the first Layla album, and we got to know because he worked with Dennis Pop before and didn't have any success, but we got to know each other really well, so we became very close friends and still are today. And so we said, I mean, he was not the best rapper at that time, but we were so good friends with him and he was so nice to be around, so he said, let's do something with him, but we need like a American gospel type singer, because we wanted this powerful, we want to work with rap and singing vocals and write melodies and stuff for singers. And then we found Lutricia. So we formed this DLC, David Lutricia combination. And Lutricia was living in Stockholm at that time. She's from Oklahoma from the beginning. She was actually here doing a safe sex tour. And he met this Swedish guy and she got pregnant. So she stayed in Sweden.
She got pregnant on a safe sex tour.
Yeah.
I tell you, that's a better story than Jesus and Mary, I think. how was it for you to have international success at that time in Sweden? Because it must have made you the focus of everything that was going on.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was like when we woke up late afternoon, I bought the newspaper to see what did we do yesterday. You know, it was always small notice and stuff like that. But the good thing for me and Rob was that we had been DJing for so long. So we were not feeling like, now I'm a star and I can behave like I want. And the thing we liked was to have close contact to every people. We did interviews for small radio stations. I've just coming back from Top of the Pops that had, 10 listeners. So we said, and school magazines, one day it was The Sun and the next it was a school magazine. So we tried to keep our feet on the ground. And so we were just, it was great for us. We had a good time.
I mean, with club hopping, you continued your success in Sweden. I think you had one of your biggest hits because of that album in Sweden. Club hopping was also the name of the TV show on ZTV that you hosted. Can you tell me a little bit about that and how it was to host a TV show?
It was great, but we 3 days before the actual channel started, this guy calls me. I don't know him because I've done radio before in Sweden. And I said, yeah, can you do this show? And I said, yes. We said, yeah, always yes. So we started with it, and it became very popular. And at first, it was only ZTV, and we were like hosting it. But they said, yeah, maybe we should do your own show more musically, and you can interview other, play videos and stuff like that. Yeah. And then we have started written club hopping in the studio. And I didn't say that to the TV show. And I said, yeah. And then since we're going to talk about clubs and artists, let's call the show Club Hopping. And they said, yeah, that's a great name. Yeah, we can do the vignette, you know, the intro. And the song was almost done. And we did a mix on it and said, listen to this intro. Yeah, it's perfect for the show. So then we market the hook Club Hopping and the name before they even knew that it was going to be our next record. But they didn't mind because they all pulled each other, so to speak.
The late 80s and the 90s were like a golden era for Sweden culturally. There was so much going on, and it's sort of all built from that era, and so many people have come out of that era. How much do you think your and Rob and Raz's, let's say, importance is in actually that whole scene and about bringing people, you know, forward because of your international success, because of what you achieved in Sweden as well? How big is that importance of Rob and Raz in the late 80s and through the 90s in terms of other people and their what they could achieve because of what you achieved?
The first thing should be that since we had the first international dance music hits, it was proof that everybody can do it if you do something good, because people doubted, no, we just from small Sweden, we cannot. And we were, yes, we can, you know. And so people got inspired by that. And also because the music scene was so small, I knew everybody that's soon going to be work with music, and we have met in clubs, and we were like friends, and so we could always give it each other, and we could give them advice and stuff like that. And but I think the main thing was to see that it is possible, because a lot of Swedish people, even the record companies before, they didn't think it was possible.
I mean, often in music and also in my business, you know, once I left MTV, you know, the spotlight had moved, and you know, then I wasn't known, and life changes and you develop in a different way. Although you were still in the industry, the spotlight had focused on other people. How was that period for you to deal with?
We always released some, we had a great success even abroad with the DLC and Nutrition in Holland and Germany and stuff like that. And then we came into maybe the year 2000, we had kids and we said, let's, we always had this studio, and we started our first publishing company and production company in 1992. And instead of buying cars or watches for the money, we invested in the studio. So we said, let's find other talents in Sweden and maybe write for them, stuff like that. So And also with the Lutricia and David, let's bring them in the Robin Rass concept and then make them solo artists. So we had this at the time very great studio, and we listened to demos and we met people in clubs or bars, and they say, yeah, can I come over and try? And we say, yeah, come over, it's for free. And then we signed some people, and some of them made success. So at that time we had toured so much, so it was nice to be home and actually spend some time with the kids. But we always had this, yeah, when we're gonna release the next Robin Rass thing. And so it was good at that time anyway. And still we had, as always, this DJ thing that we said, let's keep on DJing, because that's when we learn the crowd and see how people react to songs, and we can play demos and see the reactions and stuff like that. So, I mean, it was not like sitting home every day, and we still did some gigs and some tours.
I mean, we talked about one of the first artists you worked with is Papa D. And in a sense, you know, we've got from 1988 to 2022 and you're still working with him.
On Saturday, me and Papa D are having a gig in Örebro in Sweden. And we did a record released last year, and we're working in the studio with the new songs.
One of the key things, I think, in obviously in your career, is that the relationship between you and Rob. What do you think you both contribute, and why has that worked for so many years?
The thing, actually, when we did this name, Robin Rass, if we were to call our band Fire, for instance, I mean, and be four people, if we don't like the third guy or even two people, I can say I own the name Fire, and you're off and in with another guy. But it was so connected. Rob is Rob, Rass is Rass. We have to keep together. And as persons, we are extremely different on every, we have nothing in common. And that's hard, but it makes it good, because I understand why he does something when he does it. And he don't understand why I do things, and he don't care. So, but it was always focus. And we, of course, we didn't always agree, but we were so connected, and then you become like brothers. And even if we don't like the same things, or even if we at times didn't like each other so much, so we have to do this. So we have done, then he moved to Spain a few years ago, and then we were about to do we had an album ready actually with some old songs and new, but then we start talking about that, and I have started so many other projects on my behalf, and he has started so many others, so we said we couldn't agree how to work together, so we said let's drop it. So now we don't have so much contact. We said, let's just time go, and maybe we pick it up again.
Well, Raz, it's been great to talk to you, because I think, you know, you and Rob, I have to say, over the years have made an enormous contribution to music. And you really, you know, you are one of the groups that have put Sweden on the map internationally. And for me, as I said, you know, in those early MTV days, with Got to Get, with the Swedish music scene, coming to Stockholm so often, meeting you there, meeting all the other people there, it was a really great thing to be involved in. And I think you must be immensely proud of your achievements over the years, and to be a part and an inspiration for the Swedish music scene, which you have been. So thank you again. And yeah, I hope to see you one day on the streets of Stockholm.
Yeah, I was just about to say that you're always welcome here, and let's do like we did before, you know, it's not, let's just kick it.
And that's it for part two. I'm off to Sweden. No, not yet, but I will be. So, Raz, look out and look out for another interview soon.
Amazon's got the best deals on Black Friday. All the best deals are on Cyber Monday. Friday comes first when it comes to saving. Monday's worth the wait for what you've been craving. Deals so good it'll feel like stealing. Real cool message, could you make it less appealing? What's with the beef? You can get that too. Why'd you call us? What's triggering you? Whichever day you're shopping on, you'll save a bunch at Amazon. On Black Friday, Cyber Monday too.
As fall fills up with activities and obligations, even a small time saver can feel like a big help. Grammarly is an all-in-one writing tool that makes clear, concise communication easier than ever, so you can finish your work earlier and head off to family dinners, social events, and fall weddings. Grammarly is free to download and works where you do, so every project gets finished quicker. Make sure your writing is free of mistakes with Grammarly's free, comprehensive writing suggestions and get an instant take on how your message comes across with the free tone detector. Let Grammarly Premium's sentence clarity rewrites help you find the perfect words on the first try. You'll be confident writing client emails, deadline-driven reports, and presentations without staying late at the office. Get more time back in your day by writing with Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/podcasts to sign up for a free account. Then get 20% off when you're ready to upgrade to Grammarly Premium. That's grammarly.com/podcasts.
Finding the perfect suit can seem impossible, but finding one that's perfect for you is easy with Indochino. Choose your design and custom details, then submit your measurements online or get measured in store for a custom made-for-you fit at an incredible price. And shop their new fall collection for seasonal styles. Find your perfect suit with Indochino. Get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more with promo code FALLUPDATE at Indochino.com. That's Indochino.com, promo code FALLUPDATE.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.